We are a week away from Texans training camp beginning. Former Texans wide receiver Cecil Shorts in with me on a Thursday. Seth back tomorrow morning. Cecil, something I read this morning is really bothering me. It's really bothering me. This is written by my friend Zach Berman, who was one of my housemates in college at Syracuse my senior year. He covers the Eagles, does a great job. He writes now for The Athletic. And he's writing about Doug Peterson. You know, Doug Peterson, Super Bowl winning head coach. Doug Peterson, conqueror of Bill Belichick, that guy. And I'm reading about how Doug Peterson, entering year four as head coach of the Eagles, doesn't want more power. That Doug Peterson is happy exactly where he is. There's been no power struggle. And Doug Peterson was asked why, and he said, because I get along with everybody. Listen, I was hired to be the head football coach, not the general manager. I was hired to teach football. Howie was hired to do the job that he does. I think they can coexist, and they have to coexist. I'm reading this morning, and I am just, sorry to bang the table, but I'm reading this, and I'm like, thank you. Thank you. This is what a head coach should be in the NFL. And oh, by the way, we saw these two coaches match up in week 16.
We did.
Now, I'm not going to say O'Brien did a poor job that day, necessarily, because the Texans almost won.
Yes.
But Doug Peterson went for it on fourth down, time after time after time. And those fourth downs were the major reason why the Eagles won that football game. So I read this, and it makes me frustrated. What do you think?
Frustrated how? In what ways?
If Doug Peterson just wants to be a football coach, why can't Bill O'Brien just want to be a football coach? That's why I'm frustrated.
Well, didn't Bill come out and say he just wanted to coach football? Didn't he say that?
I'm sure he said that, but we know what the deal is. I mean, think about this. Think about this quote. Listen, I was hired to be the head football coach, not the general manager. I was hired to teach football. Howie Roseman was hired to do the job that he does. He's the GM. I think they can coexist, and they have to coexist. That's Doug Peterson, Super Bowl winning head coach. Yeah. Meanwhile, we have Bill O'Brien, who has won two power struggles over GMs, the second of whom was apparently one of his good friends in the NFL.
Yeah, I think this is more of Doug just humbling himself. I mean, because Doug played in the NFL, his backup quarterback for a few years with Green Bay.
A long time.
So he understands, you know, what's best for a team and what's best for, I think former players understand things how they should work. But to me, this is just Doug humbling himself. Like, listen, he has a job to do. I have a job to do. I'm going to trust him. I'm not going to agree, because in the article, it's clearly stated that he doesn't agree with everything that Howie does.
Yep.
But he's not a yes man either. So he'll get his point across, like, hey, I think we should do A, B, and C, and they'll disagree. But it's constructive. It's in a good manner. They understand each other. And he trusts Howie, and Howie trusts him. And I think that's huge.
Yes.
Because in this situation, him being a Super Bowl coach, Super Bowl winning coach, like you mentioned, beating Bill Belichick, he could have more power if he wanted to. He could go up there and try to run things if he wanted to, stir up the pot if he wanted to. But he says, no, I like it this way. Let's do it this way. And he's focused on making his team better that he's actually coaching and letting the other guys do their job. I think that's huge.
And it also goes to a bigger point, which is, Cecil, my frustration over the idea of copying the Patriots model, which I am not convinced is necessarily the model that is going to lead to winning with other organizations.
It's not.
As weird as it is to say, because the Pats have the greatest coach and the greatest quarterback of all time. But if I was Cal McNair, I'd be looking at stuff like this and the way the Eagles have run things. I'd try to model one of those teams as opposed to modeling the Patriots, because I can't get the best coach and quarterback of all time. That's not going to happen.
My thing is, though, yes, you learn from guys. You want to take things from different styles, from different organizations, from different franchises, from different coaches, but make it your own style. Like, what is the Houston Texans style? Who are the Houston Texans? Because if you ask somebody right now, they'll probably say, oh, they're the Patriots of the South. They're trying to be just like the Patriots, but they have their own identity. What is the Houston Texans identity right now?
Not succeeding enough. Like, not accomplishing enough.
You had to figure out a way to do things your own way. Yes, you want to take something from Belichick. Cool. Take something from Philly. Take something from Green Bay. Take something from whoever else is successful, but make it your own. Do stuff your own. Stop trying to be exactly like somebody else, because that works for them. Doesn't mean it's going to work for you.
Yes.
So.
What did you think? I mean, you played for Bill O'Brien. What did you think of the way that he was with players? Because I've actually, as far as the way O'Brien is, I've always defended him on this one point, in that I don't think he tries to act like anybody except himself. But the reason why I bring out the Patriots is more about the organization.
Yeah.
And it feels like they keep wanting to bring in Patriots guys and run the organization like the Pats.
I think as a coach, he's fine. Like with the players, he does a good job communicating with them. From 2015 to 2016, he even communicated more that next year. Because I was here to that next training camp. He even communicated more and communicated with the players more. He does a great job interacting with the guys. We trust him as players. He is an offensive mind. He is a defense. Like, he knows the game of football. He is very smart when it comes to that. So I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue comes behind the scenes. Like you mentioned, the organization, how do they want to run things. But his communication with players, how he treats players, is outstanding. Now, he picks on the rookies, which I think everybody does. That's fine. He's a little hard on the rookies, but as far as veterans and guys that's been there, if you do your job, he's going to love you, and he's going to talk to you and communicate to you and let you know what you need to do to make the team or what you need to do to be successful. So he was cool in that area.
And I think that's Bill's biggest strength. I think his biggest strength is that the players believe in him and the players fight for him. Somebody asked on the text line, 713-572-4610, Mike, you said O'Brien's a solid coach. What makes him a solid coach? It's that. I think that O'Brien has two different times, last year and 2015 when you were on the team, was able to rectify horrible situations and got the team up off the mat and got them into the playoffs. I think that's hard to do. I think he managed some tricky situations pretty well. My fear is O'Brien's desire for power, and that's why I brought up this story today at 8 o'clock that I'm reading about the way Doug Peterson is, and Doug Peterson saying, hey, I just want to be the football coach.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the GM. I don't want to sit here and like scout and bring all these players. I just want to be a football coach. And I'm waking up this morning feeling like, man, this is Doug Peterson, a guy who vanquished Brady and Belichick, and he's saying that. Yeah. And meanwhile, we're sitting here with like a four-headed GM, a fire GM, not knowing what's going on, with the coach having so much power in the organization. That's what frustrated me this morning.
Yeah, it's just a reality show, it seems like.
it's dramatic.
Always something coming up. But, I mean, Doug has figured out his way. That's the thing. He's done things his way, and it's worked. He wasn't trying to do exactly what the Patriots were doing. He wasn't trying to do exactly what he learned in Green Bay. Exactly what he probably took things from different players, from different coaches, from different systems, but he made it his own. And I think that's what they got to do here in the front office and how they run things. Now, as far as to piggyback on talking about O'Brien as a player's coach or just a coach peer, I think he's awesome. Now, I'll take that back. I didn't say that correctly. His interaction with players is awesome. The way he communicates with players is very good. The way he communicates with Deshaun and the quarterbacks, and even when I was there, he communicated with the receivers, the offensive line. He'll stop practice and just communicate exactly what he wants done. So it's never confusion.
And you like
that. And I like that.
Okay.
I like when the expectation is clear on what you want and what you expect. He did a great job of communicating that. And he talks to players all the time. He jokes with players. He's one of the funniest coaches I've been around. He has a personality. It's just in key moments, in key situations, he has to get better. He has to be able to manage the game better. He has to be able to call the game better. And I keep saying that this year will tell a lot on if he's a big-time head coach or not. He's a winning head coach, obviously. He's a little bit over 500. It's just as far as taking that next step for him, he has to have a big year this year.
713-572-4610. Cecil Shorts in for Seth Payne on a Thursday morning. Let's go to our friend Larry in Stafford on Mad Radio. Larry, good morning. Hello, Larry.
Hello. Yeah, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hey. Look here. Good morning to you guys. Hey, a couple of things that you're talking about. That Doug Peterson quote and the comment in the article. Look, you know, it's interesting that you say that about Peterson, because Peterson played in the league. I think he was a backup quarterback, if I'm not mistaken.
He was.
And, so he has the ability to have seen the game from both sides of it. And he understands that being a head coach is a huge responsibility, and there's a lot that goes into that. And now, in comparison to Bill O'Brien on this power thing, we understand that he, for some reason, has convinced himself that power is his play, because we have watched him not even be able to do a time management thing in a 2-minute drill towards the end of a game. I still cannot get over the fact that when we played the Cowboys, I think it was in 2014 or 15, and we had the Cowboys ass on the rope, and he called a timeout and then threw a swing pass or something out the area, forced out in the flat, and we had a chance to beat the Cowboys. See, I could go back that far with it, but it just makes me not really trust Bill O'Brien. Now, he may be a great communicator with the team, and the coaches are able to do that. But if Bill O'Brien just focused on the things about winning football, we'd be better off, because I could tell you, in 2006 to 2014, they did things the Denver Broncos way when Kubiak was here. Now that Bill O'Brien's here, they're doing the Patriot way, and none of that crap way. Do it. You should do it your own damn way, because it don't work. You find your own identity, and you make this thing go the way that it's supposed to. Now, on Deshaun Watson mask and everything, look, anytime you have a high-profile quarterback like Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers, they hide all the warts on your franchise because they're that good. Aaron Rodgers has made Green Bay a legitimate Super Bowl contender every year he's been there based on his talent alone, not that head coach over there. So Deshaun's probably going to do the same with Bill O'Brien. And the sad part about it is that Bill O'Brien has enough talent on that team that he should have been in a playoff game or an AFC championship game already, but it's the thing that he do that matters most when it's time to win games that irritate fans. And I'll tell you this, and I'll let y'all have it. This year is going to be a strange and huge indictment on Bill O'Brien, because if he get us off to a slow start with his play calling or Tim Kelly's play calling, I'm telling you, there are going to be a lot of people pissed, because you cannot go 11-5 and then come out the next season and do nothing in the offseason and then start your regular season off like crap. He better get his ass off to a good start, because if not, I know I'm going to light his ass up on this radio and I'll holler.
All right, there's Larry and Stafford. The Wolves, Cecil would be out with a lousy start. He is 100% right about that.
Yeah, I agree with him on a lot of points. I think he must improve his game management and his play calling. He has to improve how he manages the game, how he manages in critical moments, his play calling in critical moments on critical downs. And we'll see, because to me, it's going to be a lot of opportunity. They'll be in a lot of games this year because they're a good team. They'll be in a lot of games. We'll see how it goes.